This is VOA News via remote. I'm Laurel Bowman. Electricity has been restored in the southern Ukrainian city of Kherson after its liberation earlier this month from Russian occupation. That's according to a senior presidential aide speaking on Saturday. Iranian Supreme Leader Ayatollah Ali Khamenei said Saturday that militia forces have sacrificed their lives in what he called riots. That's the wave of protests sparked by the death and custody of a young Iranian Kurdish woman in September. The protests that began after the death of 22-year-old Mahsa Amini while in the custody of Iran's morality police have turned into one of the boldest challenges in recent history to the clerical leadership. And a cruise ship passenger who was missing for hours is found alive in the Gulf of Mexico. AP correspondent Mike Hempen reports.
The Coast Guard says the 28-year-old man was last seen Wednesday night and was rescued on Thanksgiving night. Carnival Cruise Line says the man was with his sister at a bar on the Carnival Valor at 11 p.m. Wednesday. He went to use the bathroom and never returned. His sister reported him missing the next day. A cargo ship saw a person in the water about 20 miles south of Southwest Pass, Louisiana, and the mouth of the Mississippi River. After the man was hoisted into a helicopter at about 8:30 Thursday night, he confirmed he was the missing cruise ship passenger. He was taken for medical care. The Coast Guard calls the rescue a miracle. I'm Mike Hempen.
Public anger in China towards widening COVID-19 lockdowns has erupted into rare protests across the country, including in China's far western Xinjiang region. This is VOA News. Western officials are scrambling to help Ukraine stay warm and keep functioning through the bitter winter months. AP correspondent Karen Chamas reports.
Ukrainians are struggling to stay warm already, as a Russian onslaught has cut off energy and electricity supplies in much of the country. U.S. Ambassador to Ukraine Bridget Brink said Russia's latest onslaught on the capital is inadmissible.
We just faced here, and me and everyone who is here in Kyiv, some 100 missiles being sent by Russia to try to cripple Ukraine's energy.
France's foreign minister said France is sending 100 high-powered generators to Ukraine to help people get through the coming months. On a visit to Kyiv, British Foreign Secretary James Cleverly said a $60 million air defense package will help Ukraine to defend itself from further Russian attacks. Likewise, Brink said the U.S. is stepping in to help.
The United States is going to continue to do everything we possibly can, working night and day to provide help.
I'm Karen Chamas.
And in other world news, Taiwan's main opposition party, the Kuomintang, or KMT, stomped to victory in local elections on Saturday as the current president's efforts to frame the vote as being about showing defiance to China failed to pay off. The elections for mayors, county chiefs, and local councilors are mainly about domestic issues such as the COVID-19 pandemic and crime, so those elected will not have a direct say on China policy. Singapore's Deputy Prime Minister Lawrence Wong received a top post in the ruling party on Saturday, cementing his position to become the city-state's next prime minister. The current prime minister announced this year that Wong would succeed him. A landslide engulfed buildings during heavy rain on the southern Italian holiday island of Ischia on Saturday. There was confusion among government ministers over the death toll. Authorities say roughly a dozen people are missing. The military has foiled a coup attempt in Sao Tome and Principe. The prime minister of the island nation off the western coast of Africa said in a video message. The Vatican on Saturday accused Chinese authorities of violating a bilateral pact on the appointment of bishops by installing one in a diocese not recognized by the Holy See. A statement said the Vatican learned with surprise and regret that a bishop of another city had been installed as auxiliary bishop in Zhangji. Reporting via remote, I'm Laurel Bowman for VOA News.